Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Thank you for stopping to listen to the show. So this week's episode is all about presence and the energy of presence within the auric field and within your body. And I just felt compelled to talk about this because I was listening to a podcast where someone was talking about this subject particularly, and I don't even think this person realized it, but the way that they were explaining presence and navigating presence to me just seemed very unhealthy. And so it got me thinking about the energy of presence. And the word presence, first and foremost, we hear it thrown around a lot in the spiritual community. We hear a lot about presence, the energy of presence, staying grounded in your presence, and all of that. And it's so relevant because we live in such a fast-paced environment that the energy of presence has to be reclaimed in the energy of the current modern day society. Like, we have to talk about it and we have to re-anchor in this energy because it is a lost sort of energy that's like we don't see very often anymore. And it just also reminds me, this is so random, but I was just watching a movie about, it was like took place in back in the day, and there was a couple that broke up, and like she wrote him a letter, and it took like, I don't know, a month for him to get the letter. And then by the time he got the letter from her, he like grabbed the letter and like ran to like the pond in his backyard and opened the letter, like sat on the deck, like opened the letter and read it. And it was like her breaking up with the guy. And in this storyline, I mean, the guy had to sit there in this energy of just hadn't been broken up by somebody. So the only reason why I'm explaining this story is because it made me realize like, wow, like we are missing so much of that energy of presence in modern day life. It's so hard sometimes to be in the energy of presence because we have such a fast-paced environment that we live in. For example, in modern day society, if a girl wants to break up with a guy, she could do it via text. And like, she could just shoot him a text and be like, yeah, I don't want to like be with you anymore or whatever. And the guy could just look at his text and be like, oh, fuck this girl and like whatever. I'm not saying that any of this is happening, but it could just be that sort of vibe where out of nowhere he gets this message, and then he, instead of, you know, having to take the time to be in that energy of having just been broken up, he likely will just respond to it immediately and maybe message the girl and be like, F you, like whatever, and send a quick text back, like whatever, I hate you, or else don't break up with me, I love you, or whatever it is. So it's just me watching that tiny little part in that movie, it just further kind of solidified the topic for this episode that I really do want to talk about presence and like the healthy version of presence and the unhealthy version of
presence. And so the reason I love this topic so much too is because we talk about it a lot in human design as well, that like a lot of the energy of, let's say, being a manifesting generator, for example, it's rooted in presence. Like if you can be present enough as a generator or a manifesting generator to respond to life, you will actually biohack your life so much quicker rather than just bulldozing through every single decision that you're about to make or every single thing that you want to jump into and do. You will actually be in that state of presence before you respond to anything. So it's just really important, like, to hold down, no matter what your type is, this energy of presence. Now, a big part of this episode is all about the healthy and unhealthy side. So that's really what I want to focus on. And when I say the healthy side of presence, I mean people who are able to be present and like powerful in their aura. And that's honestly, I don't see enough of that in the spiritual community or just out there in life. It's not, you know, it's not hard to be totally unconscious and be present and, you know, be a badass powerhouse or something because you're just like unconscious in the way that you're moving through life. But if you're a conscious, present person and you are navigating from this energy, I have seen it in a very unhealthy way. So that's why I kind of wanted to hit on this topic, because I just feel that it's something that we do as spiritual people or anybody, like it, we navigate between these, sort of oscillate between unhealthy and healthy presence. So what do I mean by unhealthy presence? Unhealthy presence is really, to me, at least, it's about being deeply present in the moment, but almost like completely overwhelmed in lower vibrational energies from this state of presence. So I've seen people who are deeply present and they are basically in psychosis because they're so overwhelmed by the sheer vast amount of energy and information coming to them in that moment that they don't know how to weed it out. So it's kind of scary and it's a little bit sad because, I mean, I've been there too. You know, like when I first had my spiritual awakening, I had something called a Kundalini awakening, which I talk about on the show, but it's like this insane experience. I didn't even know that was what was going on with me until I did a whole lot of research and talked to a whole lot of people until I realized what was going on with me. But really, it's just like when you're totally present, sometimes you can be overwhelmed by the amount of information coming to you in that moment. That's why sometimes people say it's easier to be unconscious, right? Because you're not so aware of like the things that are happening around you, like all of the different things taking place around you. You're just not as aware of all of the different informations and the people and all of it coming at you. So it's really fascinating because it's like there's these different levels of presence that I feel like nobody talks about. And with this more scarier energy around presence, it's kind of this feeling of like you're present, you're like aware of, you're conscious, you're aware of everything happening around you, but you're not balanced. So you're not grounded. I feel like that's like the core essence right there. Like you're a person who is almost like borderline in psychosis because they're just like taking in so much information because they're in this deeply conscious, awakened state. So they just see everything, hear, feel everything taking place around them. They can become so overwhelmed because they're just taking so much in. And so there's this like almost journey that a person has to go on when they are awakening on their spiritual awakening process. There is this sort of journey-like process that they need to take in order to master their energy. And a big part of that, I feel like, is focusing on the lower three chakras. And that's going to be like your root chakra, your sacral, and your solar plexus. Focusing on those lower three chakras to help you get grounded, get deeply in your environment, and be feeling like you're fully in your power in this situation. So I've heard, and I've even heard people who will like be outside, let's say, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, like I was outside and I just got so ungrounded because I was just like so present in the energy of nature. I just felt like so high out of nowhere because I was just like vibing so high in nature. So every single person is different. You will have to figure out what your signature most powerful state of presence is. Like I don't have the formula for it. I can just tell you what I've done to get to my special place of presence where I feel my most powerful. Like I can be fucking anywhere and like I will not be disturbed because I'm present, I'm conscious, I'm in the moment, but I'm in my power and I'm fully protected. And so when I first had my awakening, kind of going back to that story, I was sort of awakened into consciousness where I was just like, whoa, like fully here and now, like while I'm on the spiritual journey, I'm like totally awake. I was actually like high for like a month. So it was pretty scary, but it was also not a lot of people experience this sort of awakening process. It's not something that happens very often. So I'm not going to go on about it, but basically what I had to do was I had to learn how to do energy work. So if you are somebody who struggles with energy and like people being places and like being overwhelmed or things of that nature, I would just say focus on energy work for a while because that's what I did. Like when I was sort of like shaken awake by this Kundalini awakening, one of the first orders of business for me was to understand energy. I was like, okay, I'm wide open right now. Like I can feel everything. I could barely go into a grocery store because I would spend 2 hours in there trying to get toothpaste because I was so overwhelmed by like the fluorescent lights and everybody talking and like all of the dinging. And like, it was just so overwhelming to be so sensitive and broken open and be in this loud, stimulating world. So this message is really for people who are wanting to master this state. So and that's getting more in the energy of what I'm trying to get to here, which is the unhealthy presence. An unhealthy presence is basically being present AF, but not having any control over your energy, like not being a good custodian of your energy field and of your aura, and instead just being like, I'm an awakened soul, I'm conscious, and kind of just like moving around and then just deciding that you can't be anywhere except for nature because that's the only place that you feel at peace. I think that like if you are walking the planet at this time on your spiritual journey, it is your job to master your energy because it's like we are here to do our fucking job. You know what I mean? And like do the things we're here to do and not feel like broken people and just because we're sensitive and we are connected in higher states of consciousness. So therefore we can't do life, let's say. And so a big part of that, like I mentioned, is just learning to protect your energy. It is the first thing I fucking decided that I wanted to do when I had my spiritual awakening. I was like, okay, I'm like, I cannot operate life like this. This is not realistic for me. I need to learn how to navigate my energy. I need to know how to protect my energy. I want to be able to be anywhere and like be like, fuck yeah, I'm the fucking woman in this room and I want to feel powerful and I want to feel good. And it's like, okay, so the first thing I learned how to do is create an energy vortex. So I will tell you the person that I learned to do this with, his name is Oliver. I've talked about him on the show before, so I should almost like reach out to him at this point and see if he wants to come on because he is an exceptional energy master. And it's so funny too because I found him online and I paid like $200 for this course that he gave, and it went through like, I don't even know, like 16 hours of learning how to master your energy. And I got so much out of that. I mean, it was a lot of work. I spent entire days going through this course back in 2018, 2019, just learning how to master my energy. But when I finally got done with the course and like, I was like, okay, I'm done with it. I knew how to create an energy vortex, man. I stuck with that shit. I still do it every single morning. Every morning I create an energy vortex. I go through all the steps that I learned in his training. And he goes by Oliver Authentic Energy online. And so you should just find him just by Googling those three words, Oliver Authentic Energy, and you will likely find him. But like I was saying, it was funny because when I first found him, it was just like $200 for this like course, and he's completely blown up now. He was just at like the Goop. I'm not sure if he was on the Goop podcast or he was like at the Goop Summit convention, something or another. And then he was also like did a live with Demi Moore recently. And I was like, okay, like, and not recently, but it was probably like a year or two ago that this guy did this. But again, I didn't work directly with him, but I did take his course back in 2019 before he totally blew up. But anyways, so I'm just telling you what I did. What I did was I decided straight away, just because I'm a mystic and I'm on the spiritual path and I'm a deeply sensitive person, I still want to be able to live my life. And I recognized really quickly that there was this unhealthy presence that was sort of looming in my life, meaning I'm so present, I'm so in the moment, I'm so focused, I'm so like aware of everything happening around me that I was deeply, it was like an unhealthy energetic experience just being in this waking state. And I learned very quickly that I needed to learn how to create like an energy vortex, or I needed to understand energy work in order to maintain my presence and understand how to ground my energy and level out. So that's like a huge part of people who have had Kundalini awakenings too. One of their main questions is, when will I level out? Like, when will I equal out? Am I always going to be this way? So if you are somebody who's experienced a strong energetic awakening like that, the answer is no. Like, you're not always going to be like that. You will level out eventually. You will meet your core vibration, and you will become sort of like a frequency holder where wherever you are vibrating in that frequency. And so it's just about taking the time to understand that every single person has a core energy and what is yours, and understand what that is for you so that you can go out into the world, so that you can connect with people and you can live your life in the way of being someone who is holding healthy energy and healthy presence. You're in healthy presence with yourself by really like anchoring in those root chakra, the sacral chakra, these very like earthly chakras, so that you can be here and now and not sort of be in the upper chakra so much that you are like experiencing psychosis, or you're like overwhelmed by like all of the different things happening in the ethereal realm or in the like 4D, 5D, and you're sort of tripping yourself out in the moment. And so that's sort of the message that I wanted to talk about today. And just because, like I mentioned, I really do feel like there is this energy of unhealthy presence. And that really can look like too. I just got done talking a lot about how it can look if you are in this unhealthy presence and it's more like upper chakras kind of like tripping out because you're just like so present and conscious that you feel high and you're not grounded. But I also want to talk about when you're just so present in the moment that like you are basically living in a fear state. And I've seen people do this, okay, where they're just like so present, so conscious, so in the moment that they are afraid of everything. They're like overthinking every single thing that's taking place, and every single energy that they're feeling is their forever energy. Okay. So I'm guilty of this. Like, I've fucking done this before. I still do this now. And that's really just being like, because I'm cold, then I'm forever going to be cold. Like, I hate being cold. And it's like, if I'm cold, I'm like depressed and I'm forever going to be cold. And I fucking hate cold. And like, why is life so shitty? You know? And like getting spirally because you're just absorbing and so focused in that present moment that you can't see past it. And then it's like 3 hours later, you're hot and you're overly hot. And it's like, I'm so fucking hot. I hate being hot. Why am I hot right now? This is so stupid. My life is dumb. Like, I hate being hot. Why do I have to be hot? Like, I know you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's those kind of moments where you're overthinking. You're so present every moment of your life that you're making that your hot, like literally literally your mantra of your life in that present moment. It's like, am I making a wrong decision in that moment? And then you can like question yourself like every single second for like 5 minutes. You're like, oh my gosh, like, why did I just do that? Like, that was so dumb. Why did I say that to that person? Why did I even go to that thing? That was so stupid. I felt so uncomfortable. And you're just like, now that's you now. Now you're the person who is like, you can't trust yourself. You can't trust your thoughts. This is just who I am. I'm just somebody who can't trust the way that I think or how I show up. And then an hour or two later or the next day, you are, let's say, in a completely new environment around totally new people. And just because the energies are right, you show up and you're a badass and you're just like totally being like a powerhouse in the group and like doing the damn thing and feeling amazing. And then that's you now. And so now you're like, I'm so confident and I'm amazing. And I'm like so proud of myself and so happy with who I am. And now you're that. And so I hope you're following me. But what I'm trying to say here is that that's the kind of unhealthy presence that's also not great. And I do see people who have this, who actually have an open spleen in human design. So I have a friend who has an open spleen in human design, meaning that their spleen chakra, okay, in human design, the one all the way off to the left-hand side is totally open. And that might mean that you just have a couple of gates coming out of there, but you have no full channels. And so it's not filled in, it's not defined. And what does the spleen hold in human design? The spleen holds instinct, intuition. It also holds the immune system, actually, but most importantly, it holds fear. So people who have an open spleen can get very like amplifying the fears in their mind or around them, or the fears of other people around them. If they're just like having this open spleen and they're not conscious or aware that they have this undefined spleen, and that they can get spiral like in the fears of life, like, oh my God, like I'm fearing everything, but really, are you just fearing what the person next to you is fearing and that's not you? Or are you just in a state of unhealthy presence because you have an open spleen, but you're not aware of it, or you haven't done the energy research to learn how to maintain your energy on a day-to-day basis and navigate your energy, your auric field from a place of good custodianship. I think that's really like the core message of this podcast is, are you a good custodian of your energy field? Are you a good custodian of your aura? And so, of course, I always bring up human design in practically every episode of this podcast, but that's because I am a certified human design reader and that's what I do. And so, you know, what is human design? Human design is the science of the auric field, that's why I love human design so much, because it's going to tell you straight away what your energy is like and how to use your energy in the world in its highest expression in order to create the life that you desire. So it's like a biohacking system to me to be able to navigate, because everything in the world is energy and we are energy. We are all walking around with our unique energetic aura. And how can we be good custodians of our aura and say, first and foremost, yes, I'm on this spiritual awakening journey. Yes, I'm learning about spirituality, or I'm deep in the woo and I know everything about, I know the deep occult knowledge about spirituality and I'm very aware of my presence, but I don't leave my basement. Like, I don't like go out into the public. I don't do anything. I want to see more like spiritual people who are fucking magical. The ones that stay in their basement and don't like to be around anybody. I want to see them being like in an arena of like 5 million people, not 5 million, obviously, but like 5,000 people, and being like a total badass. You know, I think that we can all get to this, and maybe it's just my optimism on steroids as usual, but I think we can all get to this. And so, you know, side note, I still have problems with large crowds and I don't go into places that I feel are low vibe. So I'm not, just a side note, is I'm not against bars. Like, I'm not against going out, having a good time. I'm not against like going to a good show, but the vibe has to be right. It has to feel good inside. Like, wow, like people, it just feels good in here. If you go into a place and it's a low vibe AF, I don't care if it's a church, if you go in and it feels low vibe, like something's definitely off in this situation, that is not for you. Like, I don't care how great of a custodian of your aura is. is, you should probably be moving on because it's not your vibe. It's not like the people that you're there to connect with. You're not in alignment if you're there. But what I am talking about is not being able to show up in the highest, greatest expression of who you actually are as a light worker, as an empath, as a priestess, as a witch, oracle, mystic, whatever you go by, or somebody just testing out this spiritual world. What I am talking about is not being able to show up in your highest and greatest expression just because energy. And like, oh my gosh, like, you know, be a good custodian of your aura. Know how to create an energy vortex in your field so that you're totally protected anywhere you go. Know how to do constant energy work to remove things from your field that are no longer serving. Give your guides and your angels permission to do energy work on you. That's something I learned to do, is sometimes when I'm in meditation and I don't feel like going through all of my stuff and like clearing, doing the energy work on myself. If I'm tired, I literally give my guides permission to do energy work on me. I'm like, listen, I'm tired. Like, if you all want to like tag team this shit, like just clear my energy field and I will sit here and you could do your thing. And they usually give me a time. They'll be like, okay, 12 minutes or 38 minutes or whatever. I'm like, how long it's going to take. And sometimes I can't sit there for 38 minutes. So I'm like, when you're done, great. Like, but I have to get on with my day because I have an appointment in like 20 minutes or something, you know, and like my guides can do it, you know, and they just clear my energy for me. And then they help me out like that. That's what they're here for. So it's just about utilizing every single bit of knowledge that's out there for your benefit in order to fully show up the way that feels good to you. Because I just feel like that was probably the biggest part of my journey with my spiritual awakening and everything, was mastering my energy so that I could like be around people, so that I could hold circles, so that I can go to networking events or go to like, you know, places out in public and not feel like, holy shit, like this is all too much. It is number one, in my opinion, to being a masterful light worker who is a badass powerhouse. Number one is learn how to master your aura. Learn how to master your energy field. Learn how to protect your aura. Learn how to create energy vortexes. Learn how to work with different color energy light. That's a huge part of the Oliver Authentic Energy. That was a huge part of what I learned from him, was working with different light energy, because I've always seen light, and I actually, unfortunately, I hear technology, which is something I've been learning to weed out of my energy field, but I can literally hear technology. So like if a place is like highly wired with like Wi-Fi and like all of that kind of stuff, I can literally hear the technology. So I've had to learn how to weed out technology from my auric field and create EMF protection in my auric field, just because that can get kind of scary. I remember I used to live in a big apartment complex. It was like a luxury apartment complex. And there were probably, I don't even know how many units in that property. It was big. And one day they were adding on to, they were expanding the apartment complex, and we had an electrical outage. So like everything in the apartment complex went dead. I mean, no Wi-Fi, no electricity, no nothing. And my ears were ringing so loud from that dramatic shift because I can hear technology. And so I don't even tell people that because it sounds so fucking weird. Like I think I've told like two people ever that I can do this, because I don't like it. And I work to delete it from my auric field and have protections with EMFs because it's very annoying. But back to that story is, when the power went out in that apartment complex, I literally fell off of my chair. Because the ringing was so immensely loud in my ears and in my head, because I was already, I was hearing the technology because I, you know, just was, that's just what happens. I can hear it. But when it went completely silent like that, it was the loudest silence I've ever heard. Like it was so silent and it was so completely silent that my ears were just like ringing and I felt like my head was going to pop. Like I just like literally laid on the floor like, whoa, like holy shit, no technology. Like this is like my energy frequency was adjusting to the no technology environment. Like that's basically what was happening. And I was experiencing energetic shift in that moment. And so that was like really freaky and like scary. And like, I just was like, you know, and at that time, I was also just want to say I was probably 2.5 years into my spiritual awakening. So I was still pretty new to like the daily protection that I was creating and the clearing and all of that. And so I've gotten a lot better with those protections. And like, I very, very rarely can hear the technology now. Sometimes when it does turn on, when I can hear it though, like I know what to do to like, you know, adjust my frequency so that I don't hear the technology. But anyway, that's just an example. You know, just by taking that time to take that guy's course and understand energy and how I personally can like work with energy colors and work with different frequencies and create an energy vortex around myself, which I do every single morning, and clear my field. Just doing that, like that's game changer. You know what I mean? Total game changer. And I do it before I meditate. Like, and while I'm in meditation, I do it. So it's like a win-win, because it's like every morning I do 20 minutes of transcendental meditation. And it's just like when I'm doing that, I get in there and I just do the energy work that I learned from Oliver Authentic Energy. So that's just, I kind of wanted to touch on that because it's a thing, you know, healthy and unhealthy presence. Like, are you being a good custodian of your auric field? Are you taking the time to learn the tricks about energy? And you don't have to go through Oliver, because I have no idea what he's charging now. He seems to have hit his big moment and I don't know what he's charging now, but are you doing the work to understand your auric field and understand yourself so that you can fully show up in a way that is the most powerful way that you could be in your life as a person who is showing up doing the work that you're doing? So I just want to leave you all with that. I experienced a lot of healthy and unhealthy presence while I was in Austin, Texas. Just an observation of people getting totally overwhelmed. They're so present and in the moment, they're just like consuming everything at one time, which is, I don't do that. I mean, I don't recommend it. So that's again, unhealthy presence. And then just being present, but protected at the same time, understanding, you know, you can create an energy vortex. You can remain protected in your own field. And you don't have to, just because you're present and you're conscious and awakened, it doesn't mean that you have to be spiraling in all of the mess that is the world. You can learn how to weed that out. And so it's just encouragement, I think, is ultimately what I'm trying to provide on this podcast episode, is encouragement. Just know that you can be anywhere, you can do anything, you can show up in any way that feels good to you. Just make sure you do that background work with finding someone who understands how to work with energy, taking the courses, taking the time to like understand it, empower yourself in that way. Because it is one of the things that is a non-negotiable for me. Like, I have to be able to take this time in the morning to do this meditation and create my energy vortex and really protect myself and clear my field, or I can't fully show up for myself that day or for the people in my life. So it's just a huge piece of how I show up in the world and a lot of what I experienced while I was in travel. And so I just wanted to bring that to the forefront that yes, it is true, you all. There is a form of healthy presence and there is a form of unhealthy presence. Which one are you teetering towards? Are you oscillating on which side of the spectrum? Because it's important to recognize when you are leaning more to the left or more to the right in a way that's unhealthy, and try to shift to a way that's more healthy, because it's going to affect your frequency. It's going to affect the way that you manifest, the way that you show up in the world, and the way that you do life. And it's just probably one of the biggest, most fascinating biohacking things you can get into is understanding energy and understanding how to work with energy, protect yourself, and really anchor into your own specific core vibration. That way you can become a frequency holder and not be affected by the things around you. And you can sort of resist it as you go. And not for me, not me, not me. That's also something I learned to do, is just if I'm feeling something that's like overwhelming and I can sense that it's not actually me, I literally say that. I put my arms out and kind of like wipe my arms down and my hair and stuff with my hands and my body. And I just say, not me. It's very simple trick to do, to just stand there, ground, and say, not me, and sort of wipe, energetically wipe all of this off of you. And then anchor into who you actually are. Pull that energy back, pull all of your energy back into your body and into your own auric field, and call your energy back from all of the places it's been, all of the experiences you've been in, and really allow yourself to just fully anchor in to the present moment in your own core energy. So I will leave it at that. I hope that you are able to get something from this episode. Do not forget to comment, rate, and review the podcast. If you have a moment, it is so helpful to the algorithm. If you are able to just leave a quick comment, I would so value that. And thank you so much for being here for another episode of the She's a God podcast. And I will see you on the very next one.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.